This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's good? This your boy Big Daddy Kane, and right now you're listening to Sarah Love and Mice Diggy Hip Hop Show.
That is right. Welcome to 2016, people. It's the first show of the year. It's the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy Show every Monday right here on FUBAR Radio. Maestro's away today, unfortunately, having a great time somewhere. But if this is your first time tuning in, basically every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m., me and Maestro bring you pure unapologetic hip-hop goodness. We bring you guests. We have a weekly open mic. Live dope, fresh music, and so much more. You can listen back to all the past shows at foobarradio.com/hip-hop. Now, each week on the show, I have this very special section, which I think is pretty special. It's something which I like to call a big up.
Big up, big up!
And basically, I think there's so much madness going on in the world, and a lot of people really get beat down by this, but I think there's so many people doing amazing stuff, contributing positive energy to the atmosphere, and, you know, I just think it deserves a shout out. And this week is a very special big up going out to a true UK soldier, producer Mark B, who sadly suddenly died last week. And I've reached out to a whole bunch of peeps, hip-hop contributors, to help me bring you a very special tribute to Mark and salute his indelible contribution to our scene and movement. So it's going to be a beautiful occasion, and, you know, this ain't going to be a somber affair. You know, that's not how we do it, okay? And I want to just boot the doors in on the show with music from a project that I bought in 1999. This is something that's very special to me. And this is back when I was working at the Real Deal Real Records on Null Street. And this became like a real treasured piece of vinyl in my collection. And, you know, I just think this is a certified UK classic piece of music. This is Mark B presents Task Force. This track is called It's On You.
Got everything going bad for them, and now the world's against them, and now the whole scene hates them, and now it's holding them back. Boy, it weren't me, it weren't the task, F-O-R-C, it weren't the mud fam, the very crew, or my B. So I run around town, searching for clues, and all them people losing touch, brethren, it's on you. I'm a driller, braid, a milliway, for trying to operate a scam. This is an expose. Resistance makes a stamp. Who do you think we are? Some fly-by-night militia, just take hold of your position. The storm's about to start, and you ain't never gonna make.
About their identities, the journalists in magazines saying you'll never cut the cheese. It's things to be considered.
the fake band with all the wars, we're gonna knock off your blocks. To all the fake groups, put together by those A&Rs, and in your end we ride on take ya. Make it into stars, shooting videos with bimbos in hired out cars. Get out with media hype nights, drinking in the plush bar. That's the promise, but not for your artisticness to flourish. Cause when it does, they'll shove you off and say your music's rubbish. And this mud overstand bogus operations of the one hit wonders made to be the latest pop sensation. Now I'm gonna do whatever I want to make myself follow through, because the rest is on you, it's on you. The kids with those sprays on trains, tagging my grand name to help our shit maintain, it's on you. The kids in the record shops, keeping it real, spend your money on the British hip hop, it's on you. The DJs on rap radios, play our shit on your shows to make sure everybody knows, it's on you. To recognize exactly what you got, even though you might afford it, it's not. What?
It's on you, it's on you. It's on you, 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 it's on you. MCs, it's on you, DJs, it's on you. A man is making peace for their crew, it's on you. MCs, it's on you, DJs, it's on you. A man is making peace for their crew, it's on you.
It's on you. All your rappers, DJs, producers, breakers, taggers, all the elements of hip-hop must strive together to be alive together. Because basically it's on all of us, it ain't on one of us, yeah. It ain't on the Yankees to lead the way. It's all about the UK, it's on us today, it's on you.
Yeah, it's the task force, it's the Farmer G, and Mr. Chester B. Hackenbush, Eno Redrum, Mark B, we got the Skinny Man, Mongo, the Berry Crew. Yeah, Mr. Fink on the cuts and DJ Redeem, big up Jody Green, and all man supporting the cause. Don't put this shit on pause, this is the Cape Borough shit, 99 lit, get ready, cause we're coming.
Wow. And right now, joining me in the studio is the OG himself, Mr. Chester P. Hackenbush. How you doing, Chester?
I'm very well, Sarah. And yourself?
I am great. I'm so happy to have you here, you know, because we get Chester on the show once a month. And then I was like, it's only correct that Chester is here to join me in a tribute, a special salute to the soldier, Mark B. Now, that cut, like, to me, that literally one of my most treasured pieces of vinyl in my collection from back in the day. I cannot believe that project is like, what, 18 years old?
17 years old, yeah.
How nuts is that?
Yeah, 17 years old. So the thing we did with Mark B first was the Mud Family project. So it had been Mark B Presents Mud Fam. That will be 18 years old this year.
Okay.
And then, you know, yeah, 17 years old. It's amazing, actually. Time flies.
I know, how did the whole link up with Mud Fam, Task Force and Mark B come about?
Well, I think Skinny and Mon must have met, I'm not sure who, it was either Marcus or Vadim possibly or somebody, and they approached them guys and said, would you like to do a project? And Skinny and Mon were like, yeah, let's do a Mud Fam project. And we all did that, the three of us together, which was like, probably about a year after we did it with Axilla on Ronin Records. And then it kind of just evolved into me and Farms talking to Mark B. And in all honesty, you know, Mark B was a pivotal part in Task Force's history. Like, it was the first platform. We made up the name Task Force with Mark B. He said to us, you know, like, what should we call you guys? Because at the time we were Mud Family Berry Crew, and we weren't a separate thing, me and Farms. But it was, we were moving in that direction, but we hadn't actually finalized any of it. And we'd started doing this EP, and it was growing and growing and growing. And he said we was outside one of the Mudlums events in Finsbury Park in back in the days, in probably about 90,
exactly.
He said to us, what do you want to call yourself? And Farms had done a tag on a box of cassettes what we had, and it just said Task Force in our mum's house. And he just said, what about Task Force? And we just, let's roll with Task Force, man. So, you know, Mark B is like what a legend throughout hip hop, you know what I mean? Like, he done a lot of amazing work with a lot of amazing artists, and he was a highly, highly esteemed beat maker, man.
Yes, and what a dope contribution. And I mean, just as that one thing alone, I'm so grateful for him to bring, you know, because that's what introduced me to Task Force, and I'm sure there's many people out there as well where, you know, that was the banner that they learnt about you guys, you know, and you're so treasured as an act as well to all of us. And so I salute Mark for, you know, showing that love and reaching out to people on that level and opening doors too, you know. And then I want to hear from you guys as well today. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. Hit us up, get in touch. We are saluting a legend in the UK game, Mr. Mark B, so we would love to hear from you guys as well. And now this next track is like, it's probably one of my favorite Mark B productions. And it was sort of that similar time. It's a very nostalgic time for me as well, yeah. like those late 90s in the UK, like record store scene and everything. And yeah, this was definitely one of my favorite cuts. And I'm sure you'll agree, this is a banger. Straight after this jam, we're going to be speaking to Delta in Australia,
cool,
another collaborator of Mark B. So hold it tight right here. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. We're sending a salute out to the one like Mark B. Do you remember this cut, Chester? Let's see if you're...
One, two.
If you recognise what we're getting into right now.
Yeah, I already recognise this bit.
Yeah. Banger. I remember listening to this in Deal Real in 1999 and just turning the speakers up like
the beat
crazy.
Is banging.
Banging still. Mark B, Sarah Love, Chester P right now, FUBAR Radio.
You hate it, you rate it, try to recreate it, blow up and make it. You're fickle, son, I know how you think and how you function. You hear me? You best aware me. I'm on a mission. Your destruction, your destiny. You do your testimony, I kill your righteousness. How dare you try to fuck with me? Dark side or no? I'm gonna bury you, bro. You got the balls, the second all, but no flow. How could it be that every time you look around, you see me? You're sneaky, plus you're envy. Fucking feeds me, appease me with tracks. Wax heads easy, out of sight. Spice satellite, can't perceive me. For rhymes, I'm greedy, a glutton, believe me. Consume consciousness, the God PV. Source that manifest through the mighty. Don't upkeep me, upset me, you get me? Easy. Do you understand?
What?
Do you understand?
What?
Mellow is the brother.
Hey, yo. Mello is the man,
yo. Be down with no other.
There's no way that we can.
Yo, yo, you comprehend, yo. Yes, we understand. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Mello is the brother.
Hey, yo. Mello is the man.
With a
two, three.
Hey, yo. Be down with no other.
No way for fuck's sake.
Baby, get down. Baby, give me more bounce to the pound. I found we got down. We'll dog you out like a hound while you're looking around. Get played like a clown while you're wearing a frown. Get drowned by the sound, baby, be swimming. Be lying, send me crazy.
Now,
I'm coming correct. Get my point, yo. Sit back and listen, cause this here is the joint, though.
What you saying, bro?
My bread drinks, my sis broke. Better be the maestro, de la ceremonial.
Where'd you get the ill flow?
From my cerebellum, or at least that's what I tell them, though.
Hold up a second, yo.
Bad, track. So slap your head right back. And hey, them tune DJ had to play. From night to the day, why the cat ain't away? I say, it takes more than just skill to get paid. I work and I work for it every day. Mello is the hip hop straight. I say nay. I rock to the beat. Them way. Do you understand?
What?
Do you understand?
What?
Mello is the brother.
Hey yo, Mello is the man.
Hey yo, be down with no other.
There's no way that we can.
Yo, you comprehend? Yo,
yes we understand.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Mello is the brother.
Hey yo, Mello is the man.
With a
two.
You see me, some of them there wanna be me, some of them there wanna rhyme on my CD, my CV, some of them there don't care to be greedy, one on with shakery, spiced up with fuckery. You see me, can't trust thee, in the city, five is far from pretty. Get me, modest, mad modesty shows me the way you slink around heads like a snide G. Simplicity itself exposed thee. I know your cohort to call family. My right hand struggles with my left, I'm ambidextrous from my birth to my death. With my last breath, I'll give praise to the God of Israel. You want me to fail, but I won't, I'll prevail. Nubian male, in this conflict, I'm the hammer, you the nail. You turn pale, you're sinking, best start bail. Overfail. Get drowned in the wind and the storm and the hail. Leave the perplexed while you're chasing your tail. Come on, analyze what you hear, comprehend what you see. Do you hear me? See me? Get me? Easy.
One, and it comes a two to the three. And one, and it comes a one. And it comes a two to the three. And three.
MC Mello
Yeah.
That cut is called Mellow Is The Man. It's Mr. Thing on the cuts there.
That's what I was going to say. Mr. Thing kills that.
Killed
track,
it. And that was 1999
That's
as
it.
Well.
It just, the scratching is impeccable, man.
I know. And just the production as well. Mixed by No Sleep Nigel. Did No Sleep Nigel do the...
Yeah,
the...
he did. Yeah, he done New My Quarter and the Mud Fam thing. Yeah.
See, he's another low-key G game.
He was big back then. Like he did all the mastering and mixing, man. Mm-hmm. The good stuff, yeah.
Many projects that he's been involved in that are like now considered classics, really. Got to send a few shouts out as well. Paul Clark, Colin, the Son of Noise, locked into the show.
Colin,
what's
big up?
Emil, Kezia, DJ Mime, Dunk Electric, keep your shouts coming through. You can hit me up on twitter.com/DJ Sarah Love. You can reach us at Food Bar Radio as well. And Chester's at is Chester P. _TF.
You see, well done.
This is how much of a stan I am.
You can be my PR, man. Yeah. I don't remember it.
Exactly. So, you know, I just love that cut. So I was like, I have to make sure we get that one in today. And then right now, we're going global because there's just so many different reaches that Mark B's music went out to. And an important collaboration, I think, part of the Mark B story is my man Delta.
For sure.
Delta, can you hear me right now? Oh, there
yes,
we go. There.
Yeah,
yes, I can hear you. It is. Whereabouts in the world are you right about now?
I'm in South Australia, in Adelaide.
Goodness me, and it's like about 3 a.m. or something for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2:46 a.m. on Tuesday in the future.
It's the future right now, but I appreciate so much you staying awake so late to chat to us today, because, you know, it was so frantic for me this last week, reaching out to everyone and making sure that we got all the right voices included in the show. And then I wasn't sure whether I'd be able to link you in. And then in the last minute last night, I managed to track you down, and here you are. So it's so good to have you as part of the show. How did you and Mark work together? Pretty extensively, really, isn't it? When was the first time you guys linked?
The first time that I met with Mark was at Vadim's crib. I was freestyling on Keller and Thing's mixtape. They were working on that at the moment. And, so I was at the crib and Thing had said, oh, Mark B's coming through. And I knew who Mark was because Mark had already had a number of releases for a couple of years, and I was familiar with his work and was looking forward to meeting him. So he came around and we'd hung out and chatted, and he said, oh, where are you living? I said, oh, I'm down in the south, I'm staying in Peckham Rye. And he was down south, of course, so had offered me a lift home and asked me if I wanted to go grab something to eat. So we went out and had bangers and mash, and he was talking records, and a friendship was carved from there. And I always wanted to work with Mark because I knew that he was a true professional and a craftsman with the beat, and like myself, a huge lover of vinyl itself and the whole art form. And it was great to be able to make that happen.
Amazing.
It all started in 1999, when I was 21, and we've been friends ever since.
And then what was the first musical project like you guys collaborated on then?
A mate of mine was saying that he would love to tour Mark and I around Australia. And this was 2004. And when we were out in Australia touring, we made a track called Mayday. Mark had played me this beat some years before and I really wanted it. Mark had been sitting on it for a while, and the moment that I heard it, I was like, man, I need this. It was just such a heavy signature sound that Mark had with the low baritone horns and heavy drums, and it was a real anthem type of sound. So we did Mayday, recorded in 2004, which that came out on the 12th of December in 2005. And we've been talking about working on an album, which I went over to do in 2005 in London with Mark, staying at his crib in Her Majesty's Borough of Kingston. And, it was an amazing time. And Aiken got Skinny on board, and Thing, of course, did all the cuts, and had my mate Mojo from New York on there as well, a song called Greater Good. But, it was a great experience. I jumped on the plane with little raucous shoulder bag full of old records that could contribute to the project. It was a really, really good time in my life that I'll never forget. Only 28 years old. I mean, unfortunately, there was the tube situation going on with the attacks on the tube, which was definitely shook up the project and shaped a lot of the political edge of it, of just realising that, you know, as a citizen of the world, it's a crazy world we're living in, and question your leaders, etc. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a great thing that we were able to lock away and just make music in the name of what hip-hop's really about, which is appreciating old records and vinyl and making good beats and giving something to entertain people. That was one thing that I loved about Mark. He was definitely a person who thought of the listener, which was definitely a very humble approach and a lot less arrogant than some things that I'd seen in the past. It was just good to see a dude that was... He was really a meat and three veg type of dude. It was a no-nonsense approach to music, and I'm sure that Chester and Blade and many people who have worked with Mark would agree that he really had an input into what MC did, which is rare for a producer. Some people just think a producer just makes the beat and that's it. But one thing about Mark, he taught me how to craft a song and how to conceptualize an album, and it's something that I'll always be thankful for. I remember having, over the last few weeks, it's just been a lot of discussion about Mark, and if there was one thing that he contributed, it was a true, genuine love of his following and people who supported him. And he definitely taught me to put the ego in the back seat and just focus on being a professional entertainer and doing my best in making music. No cutting corners, definitely no sellout approach, which is something that will, if you meet people like that, you're really blessed to get an opportunity to involve yourself with people who are humble and genuine and really care for the culture they're involved in. It's not about the culture serving them, which was one thing that I'll always feel really lucky to have met Mark for, because he taught me a lot about just how to progress as a human and as a good person as best of my ability, you know?
Yes, I love that story, and I just love the whole idea of artists, you know, truly collaborating, not just like, yeah, I'll email you over this beat. Not that there's anything wrong with that either, you know, but it's just really nice to hear genuinely just what you described there. And you picked a track that you were telling me last night was like one of Mark's favourites that you guys had worked on. Is that right?
Yeah, the main thing of it was that it was our first. And one thing that was great about that is I remember we were on the plane to Tasmania when we were writing the hook, and we had my laptop opened up on the plane, and we had no headphones. We were actually playing the beat on the plane. People were sort of giving us the evil eye and whatever, and I'll never forget turning around to the people going, "What? You know, this is our job. This is what we do." And we were laughing about it. We really got a kick out of it. Like, yep, this is our song that we're working on, building a hook for a track. And, yeah, you might be looking at us like punks, but we're going to do something that you'll never understand the significance of. I'll never forget that on the plane. It was hilarious. Mm. And those who knew Mark definitely know that he was a person who loved a good giggle, you know. Mm. And, yeah, this is one track I really thought, what better to start it off than to take it back to where it started for he and myself. This represents our friendship, and this definitely represents that tour of Australia, because it was a big thing for Mark to come out. He was really, really thankful that he had an opportunity to come to Australia and tour, and I feel really blessed that we've been able to help that happen. And a big shout out to Jamie Bennett, who helped it happen, and shout out to Nuff Said Records, who got behind my vision and supported this album. Big shout out to Prowler and Menace and everybody involved from the Nuff Said camp. Yeah, it's really cool, and I thought I'd do something special. I dug out a shout out from my man Mark, so you can hear the voice of the man himself through the airwaves and across the universe. And I hope you enjoy the joint. Thanks for having me online. It's been a great thing, and God bless Mark B, and much love and condolences to all his family and friends around the world. But as my man Mojo the Cinematic said, kings never die.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us, Delta. And yeah, here it is. This is the sounds of Mark B and Delta Mayday.
What we're going to do right here is go back. time. Back before the alien, when all we rocked was the Lostralian. This is Mark B, the K-Barrel Library King, and I'm always digging for a living. Now spin that back, dubs.
This is timeless, like the rhyme. Heads up, that's it. Bail out, bail out. Mayday, sound the air raid. Come on, let's start, Mark B. This beat is raw, seems more like a B-boy theme for Jaws. Freestyle, 3 miles from the beach to shore. Can't swim, one fin was all you saw. Smorgasbord, too late to call for the Lord. When this hits stores, best stay indoors. Laid law, radio horns have been worn. Off the head encore, slay your tour. Crave old wax, spat bare facts. Muddy worn 87 Curry Air Max. No facsimile, show the rap industry is just insurance. Tales of back injury. Fake, that hinder me? Not for a minute. We finally found a sound you track visually. First one done, Mayday's come. Let the horns blow and drop the bass drum.
Cause this is it.
What's the Mayday shout?
Bail out, bail out.
Move on, move on. No snakes allowed. I got 8,000 flows to break the house down.
Cause this is it.
What's the Mayday shout?
Bail out, bail out.
Move on, move on, no snakes allowed. I got 8,000 flows to break the house down.
Now give me that mic back, watch sparks fly. Vine's pastime is graphite crime. 6 cities later with no shut-eye. It's the Columbine kid, reload the carbine. And I'll drop one line and watch the block fry.
Top unsigned from Oz to NY. Stop, unwind, can't knock my high. Just might not land, so why stage dive? I'll float, might quote a paperweight rhyme. Wait, flip it, we stay live on A-side. Did Sydney, Hobart, Australia wide. We tore down buildings and scraped the sky. That up-rock feeling from 85 is the same inspiration that made me write. Each track a kill time, standards test. We both won't rest, you know what's next.
Cause this is it.
What's the Mayday shout?
Bail out, bail out.
Move on, move on, no snakes allowed. I got 8,000 flows to break the house down.
Cause this is it.
What's the Mayday shout?
Bail out, bail out.
Move on, move on, no snakes allowed. I got 8,000 flows to break the house down.
6 cities in mayhem, the Lostralian, no more rut. That was that. Move back, move back. Don't try ask why. Move back, move back. Heads down, lie flat. Rewind this track. Cause this is it.
What's the Mayday shout?
Bail out, bail out.
Move on, move on. No snakes allowed. I got 8,000 flows to break the house down.
Cause this is it.
What's the Mayday shout?
Bail out, bail out.
Move on, move on. No snakes allowed. I got 8,000 flows to break the house down. Delta, ADL, Mark B, UK, Big Ev. That's the way it is, and that's the way it'll stay. No need for the year or the day. Mayday.
That was something very special, delivered last night in the nick of time from Delta all the way over in South Australia. That was the project he and Mark B collaborated on called Mayday. And that was just so ill to hear the drop, just to hear Mark's voice, you know, with us. And you are locked into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love. And I'm joined by a super special co-host today, Mr. Chester B. Thank you for being here, Chester.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It is lovely to have you here. And I think, we've got a couple shouts to send out worldwide as well, even.
Yeah, we have some emails. So the first one is from, I can't even see who it's from. Oh, yeah, I can. It says, "Hey, guys, Chester's on the radio. Yes, I'm loving the show already and can't wait for the open mic. You've made a cold, rainy Monday less awful." And that's from Marcus in Chingford. So big up, Marcus. Glad you're enjoying the show.
Yes.
And then we've got another email. And this one is from Lucinda in Kent.
and it says, "Hey, Sarah and Chester, thank you very much for doing this show for Mark. You've got some amazing people on and are really representing his life and work in a great way. So thank you, Lucinda. That's a very sentimental message."
Oh, that is lovely. Also sending a shout out to Thelma Trey, Locked In, Patrick, JB, Andrea, Stacey O'Brien. Keep your messages coming through to hiphop@foobarradio.com. That is the place to reach us. Coming up very soon, we are going to be talking to probably, I mean, over this last week, that's one of the first names I've heard a lot of people mention is the Mark B and Blade project.
Yeah, it was a big project, man.
Yeah. Like, how, really, being someone that, you know, you've even been in this game even longer than me, Chess, you know, and so it was like, how did it feel to you, like, to be part of the scene and also a fan of the scene, to see, you know, the achievement that they made, like, you know, it was a pretty big deal.
It was massive, man. I mean, at that time, I think it was probably the only UK act that I personally had ever witnessed go that far into, like, commercial kind of mainstream areas.
Yeah.
Not saying the music was compromised to become that. It just went there on its own. And, being an old-school fan of hip-hop, Blade was somebody we'd always respected and had respected his ethics and his work ethics, you know.
Yes.
He was someone we had always respected, like, you know, from him selling his album out the back of his trunk in a car. It resonated with us as human beings as getting his hustle on, like doing his thing properly, you know what I mean? And we learnt a lot from knowing he had been successful doing that. So to see him and Mark, who we also have always held in the highest of esteems musically and personally, do so well was like, it was an amazing thing to watch, you know? And we got to join in one or two of the shows of Blade and Mark doing their live thing. I think we done a story with them guys, and it was just jumping.
Wow.
I mean, we used to have a big following, and when we went there, we were just like, "Rah, this is took it somewhere." And
wow.
You know, we're the kind of human beings who are always proud of people and their successes, as opposed to being jealous or hateful or envious. So we were very proud of the pair of them, man. And I thought as a team, they worked extremely well, you know.
Yeah,
definitely.
I really always remember that day seeing them on Top of the Pops.
Yeah,
and it was just like jaw dropping.
Because I
felt like we were kind of underground hustlers, kind of thing. You know,
for sure.
So to see, it's like we're on national TV. Like, this is the biggest music show in the country.
Yeah,
you know, that was just like, I can't remember who else was out at that time, but it's probably like alongside Kylie Minogue or something. But then to see like our warriors there, like, just,
it's incredible. It's a whole new, you know. And since then, we've seen a few other artists do that from like UK hip hop sort of sound, and obviously we've seen grime blow up and go to this whole new level. But at that current time, I hadn't seen anyone else do it. You know, I know London Posse, Demon Boys, Sananoia's, Caveman, a few of them older guys, but I was too young to really bear witness.
Me too.
You know, I was hearing it at home, and I'd listen to the radio shows, maybe your Max and Dave's and what have yous, but I was too young to really bear witness and even understand or comprehend the difference between like success and being popular, blah, blah, blah. I was just into the music. But when Blade come about and had that commercial success, it was something I understood more, you know what I mean? And yeah, a very proud moment for UK hip hop. The pair of them, you know.
Yeah, really. And don't you think also it's like, these are kind of, it's definitely a key milestone in like our story of like UK music kind of thing.
I would say so, definitely.
Yeah, and like you mentioned grime there and stuff like that. There's a lot of, you know, younger cats. Like you say, we weren't, I definitely wasn't around to experience like your Hijacks, Blades first time round and stuff. And then for many of like the young artists who are blowing up right now on the grime scene or rap scene or whatever, like they might not necessarily comprehend like the significance of something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, they probably don't even know what it is, some of them, you know what I mean? It's at the end of the day, each generation comes into a thing, and it's up to them if they kind of trace their roots backwards. And it's even more so a point that some of the grime artists probably do not see a connection in hip-hop as a part of their roots, which is fair enough. You know, I know that's a whole different show, but you know, that's their prerogative. I'm not gonna be bitter about that. You know, maybe they see us like their unemployed father or something. You don't really want to talk about him at school too tough, you know, because we ain't done as well as them, so they're probably thinking, boy, you know, like, let's not even say that. But no, I mean, Blade and Mark B, the project, The Unknown, what a wonderful album, and what a great moment for British hip hop.
UK hip hop and just hip hop in general, you know what I mean?
And I just think it's so important that we understand like where we've come from, do you know what I mean? And it only makes us stronger. And it's like, it makes me think of Marcus Garvey saying, a person who does not know their heritage is like a tree without roots.
Without roots, it's for real.
You know, and so even it, what, whether you're just doing rap, grime, what, however whatever you want to label yourself, you know, this is all part of our story. And Mark B and Blade definitely made a really significant contribution to that. So it's only right we play something from that era right now for you. And very shortly, we are going to be talking to Blade himself. Yeah. And he's written a special eulogy as well. This is You Don't Know the Signs. Mark B and Blade, you're locked into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and I'm joined by the one and only
Chester P.
Woo! Taking care of you till six with Salute and Mark B. Let's go!
Will I be rated as one of the greatest rappers on the planet? I doubt it. Will Mark be rated as one of the greatest producers? I doubt it. It's not cause we ain't good, it's cause we're from London. That means we're stigmatized, we can't be original. To hell with that prehistoric thinking. Just because your shit's sinking, it doesn't necessarily mean that ours is. I'm known for wearing Carhartt jeans, not ties and trousers. Your lifestyle is safe as houses, mine is unorthodox. All real ecstasy, we never had no videos on the box. Raps Rambo, one man army had it with your mumbo jumbo. Switching roles, now I'm Columbo. Investigating the scene, exposing all perpetrators. How dare you compare yourself to Jesus, claiming you came to earth to save us. Step to the center stage when you see me yell mayday. We ain't here to play, we're here to slay. You better pray. You can bring Robocop, Terminator, Superman, Batman, but none of them can handle this madman. You don't see the signs because you're blind. You're running out of time, I'm losing my mind. It's a crime, stand back and watch a professional rapper rhyme. Put the mic down, boy, the show is mine. I don't have time to worship idols, that's for idiots. Triple check the ingredients, strictly no comedians. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 0. Nothing, learn before you shoot your mouth off. Try to give him something to think about. Work your brain muscles, this hustler hustles daily. From the second the sun rises till it's gone again. The arrival of the full moon means it's time to perform again. The damage is done with one performance, then I'm off again. If something ain't correct, we cut it off from the stem. It'll be the same the next month, warn your man. Cordon off your area in your feeble attempts to try to catch the superior rhymer that's out to bury you. In the confusion, you're all about to witness the birth of a showdown, a monumental throwdown. I got the world in the palm of my hands, and as things stand, I intend to steal your fans from under your nose, whether you're friends or foes. I've been watching you, you've been looking dead at your shows, and as it goes, you're the corns who've been acting as pros. One of these days, you'll be exposed. You don't see the signs because you're blind. You're running out of time, I'm losing my mind. It's a crime, stand back and watch a professional rapper rhyme. Put the mic down, boy, the show is mine. Let's be realistic, you ain't artistic, you're simplistic. Ripping off songs that already existed, you go ballistic. When we tell you the facts, play the evidence, you lose control of your emotions. Couldn't hack it cause you think the world should rotate around what you do. But you're sadly mistaken, here's a ruder awakening. You ain't gonna win, this whole game's full of amateurs. Fake characters, human beings acting mechanical. Enter the cannibals, that's us. The mission is to crush with the least amount of fuss. Turning leeches into dust cause it's a must. He's a beat programmer, I'm a savage in my weapons grammar. You're the nail, I'm the hammer. Backstabbers don't survive long when my mic's on. Hypocrites are paralyzed, crushed by the unknown. Destroyer destroying phonies, those that act up. Step to the front, but bring your back up.
Crossfader there.
As always.
As always. You see, soldiers, man, flying the flag for the UK. And what an amazing, amazing track in, like, the story of our UK history. Of course, that was Mark B and Blade, You Don't See the Signs. And right now on the line, we have the man himself. Blade, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm great. I'm so happy that we managed to, that I managed to track you down and get you as part of the show today, you know, because it was only correct that we have all the right voices represented to salute Mark, you know, and so I'm just so happy for you to be here. Thank you for joining us.
You know what? I would miss it for the world. Like, I mean, I've spoken to you over the last couple of days, so you know my feelings, you know, so...
I know we've had some extensive conversations like every day for the last few days, and you know it's been just really lovely for me to get like an insight into Mark and your working relationship with Mark and everything. And then, you know, I thought as I was going to get you on the show, there were so many questions that I wanted to ask you on air. And then you said to me that you were interested in maybe writing a poem to kind of express some of that, and but I just wondered, what was it that how is it that you would like to introduce like your poem eulogy that you're going to offer right now?
Before I do that,
yeah,
I just want to say what's up, Chester.
Yes, what's up, brother? Doing? I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm you know, bearing up. It's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah,
started to sink in a little bit now, so you know, but yeah, just in terms of the poem. Obviously, when we spoke, you know, obviously I'm a lyricist. I've been doing that all my life, pretty much. So I just thought, you know, when we were speaking, it just kind of clicked in my mind that it would have been no other better way for me to kind of tribute Mark than to do what we did. You know, unfortunately, I didn't have access to studio and everything to be able to go there and sort of put it down into a recording properly. And obviously, you know that I did the a cappella on the phone. So hopefully the quality is all right and everything. But if I want to describe it, I want to describe it as, you know, a story of Mark B and Blade from day one, you know, from when he booked me for a show in Kingston and just basically from, you know, right till the very end, you know, till the last couple of days or the last few days when we heard what happened. But obviously I've kind of just... try to pinpoint some major turning points rather than anything else. I didn't want to talk about every single show because that, you know, people would have to have like 4.5 years to listen to that, especially with the amount that I talk.
And me as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? I thought I talked a lot, but then Sarah, obviously, when you started talking, I realized you're just as bad as me.
It's lucky I don't talk too much, isn't it?
No, but you know what? The thing is, Chester, there's certain people that talk a lot, and maybe they've got things to say. I'll excuse myself and say I've got something to say.
Nah,
then there are
good.
Certain people like you who don't say much, but what you say is like, you know, it's
needs to be
you know
said.
What? It needs to be said, but it's powerful.
Mm.
That's the difference. There's a lot of people that don't say anything, and then when they do, it means nothing. Everything you say is powerful.
No, thank
that's
you.
That's the difference. So... Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I was like, I had so many questions that I thought would be appropriate for us to like talk to you about on the show and stuff. But then when you recited the poem to me on the phone the other day, I was just like, Dan, you just summed it all up, you know. So I would really like...
That was the reason why I did that, because over the years, you know, because I mean, obviously people kept asking me, you know, what happened with Mark B and Blade and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I had demons I needed to get rid of, and, you know, and I walked away from it, not on any bad terms or anything. You know, like I said, me and Mark were friends, right? Pretty much till the end. But you know, when you listen to the poem, you'll understand that. But yeah, it's just, I just felt the best way to put everything to rest so people don't have to keep asking me about, you know, this, that, the other, was just to put it in a poem. And, you know, maybe one day it'll end up on YouTube or something and people can listen to it up there. I'm not going to re-record it or try and put it to a beat or anything. I'll leave it a cappella because, you know, at the end of the day, I stood outside that pub in Kingston and I recited an a cappella verse to Mark, and that's how our relationship started.
So,
a nice way to finish it.
And you know, this is like the first time where people are hearing your voice, you know, for many, many years now, you know, because it's been a while since you kind of you sort of ducked out of the scene, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I had my reasons. You know, I'd like to say I miss it, but I actually don't. So
that's the truth. Tell it how it is, man. Tell it how it is.
That's good.
So you know, it's like I've been in a privileged position, and obviously Chester knows what I do and everything that the, you know, some people know what I do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and through what I do, I've been able to kind of like help people.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, you know what, to be honest, you've kind of gone from the forefront of the scene, but I know behind the scene, a lot of us artists, we know how much you're doing for the scene at the same time, man. So, yeah, I will definitely vouch for that. You've been very nice to a lot of us for a long time, man, and been very helpful and helping us out and helping us get our stuff together properly. So big up yourself, man.
Yes, and I appreciate so much you coming through for the show today, because, like I say, it wouldn't have been the same without having your contribution, like, here too, you know. And I know it was a big thing for you to even pen to voice a poem like this too, and so a really massive amount of appreciation and props. And this was really moving to me hearing it the other day, just like you reading it over the phone to me, and it's just an honor to be able to share this with everybody today. So let's do this. Do you want to introduce it, Blade, before I hit play?
Can I ask Chester to?
Oh, sure.
Well, not that I'm trying to avoid it, but I don't know if Chester's heard it or not, but if he doesn't want to do it, that's fine. But you know what? It's like, I just feel like I've not been in the scene for so long. It'd be nice to get something that never happened in my life, and that's an introduction on stage from Chester.
Oh, bless. Lucky you. I want one of those ones, don't I? No.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, sirs and serviettes, for all of you listening, this is from the legendary man himself, a eulogy for Mark B, a poem from Blade. Please listen, please take note. There's a lot to learn from hearing these words.
How often do you connect with another soul that you can reason with to the point you start proceedings towards a goal that has endless meanings? From the humble beginnings, from the day that he booked me for a show in Kingston at that little pub in 1991 where the electrics were turned off because of the mayhem caused that first time we met and the fans went mental, screaming. That show never happened because of the madness, but he still paid me though, and that showed me he was about his business, so we exchanged numbers and kept in touch and discussed further dealings. Late nights, I was on the phone, ideas exchanged, but nothing evolved because I just wasn't feeling he understood what I was about, so we put plans on ice till he upped his game and saw what I was seeing. At that point in my life, I was at the lowest I could have been, with family bereavements and a desperate need for some major soul searching to find the real me in 1993, and he patiently waited. But made it obvious he was there for me if I ever needed a friend. Then gave me space to deal with my demons, but kept checking I was still breathing. Friendship demonstrated. Fast forward 5 years, 1998, and I'm a whole different me. Thanks to a few friends, Mark B included, always checking in on me. Confidence check, mind state check, self-esteem check, hunger check, cash flow, unfortunately not checked. But we were never about that anyway, and then my phone rings. Mark is on the other end. A real friend, still not giving up on me yet, playing me beats down the phone and asking if we could start with these recordings. We talked about a million different things, his trials and tribulations, my mistakes, with plenty of jokes in between to soften the blow of the hardships we were both feeling at the time, and finally, music. After playing me a bunch of beats, it clicked. We're both ready now. He had the production heading in the direction I could relate to when I was starving because I hadn't eaten properly for years, so we said, let's do this. So we hooked up. Hitmen for Hire was born and the public was now made aware we were coming. A few months later, nobody relayed, stabilized our position in the game, then silence. Nothing's happening. That's what they all thought. But behind closed doors we were building, making sure the foundation was set before layering brick by brick, cementing the future, not just for us, but for the whole scene. You catch my meaning? Enter David Laub into the equation. The visionary that saw what we were dealing with and gave Mark the deal that made this all possible. It's coming together nicely now. No more dreaming. Pen to paper, dotted line signed, the album almost complete, the first single, You Don't See the Signs. Now that's an entrance. The warning we weren't messing around, ears were pricked up, now everybody's listening, radio, here we come. followed by a couple more singles before the album dropped. The vibe all around was changing, it was obvious we were there for a reason. September 2000, that performance for Scratch at the Scala made all the difference. Straight up, audience massacred, this was killing season. Wordplay, stroke, source, witness for themselves, this meant the world to the both of us. So up their ante, PR campaigns put in place. Kate Head, amazing. She's the reason for the mass awareness before Harvey took over the campaign and cemented what Kate had started, but we still weren't celebrating, not yet. There's a lot to be done still. Couldn't lose focus. Made a conscious decision to step away from Jokers. Mark B and Blade was now all over the radio. The atmosphere was different. Album reviews are incredible. Interviews, radio shows, TV performances. This was like a dream come true for any artist. This was no longer survival of the hardest. Mark was smiling more. I was eating better than I ever had in the past. But regardless, we couldn't take our eyes off the ball. Label personnel went full steam ahead with the promotion for the next single, The Unknown. They were militant. It felt like God himself was involved in the process. Every show we did was magnificent. We were becoming known. Do you know what that feels like? When you've strived your entire life for that dream that's eluded you. Waking up every morning and talking to your reflection in the mirror, but it's no longer that deluded you. Mark was a hilarious dude at the best of times. Spent most of his cash on a girly car. I still think he did that just to make the rest of us laugh. I got to feed my girlfriend and my son with the money we made. But before that, my girlfriend was the reason for my survival. But now that's all in the past. Thank you, Mark. Every show was packed. Fans sang along to most of the lyrics from the album. It was out of this world. Felt like an invasion of a UK rap attack. Rodney P, For Life Cypher, Chester P, Skinny Man, Lewis Parker, Grant Nicholas, Feeder, Grasshopper, Prime Cuts, Mr. Thing, Plus One, Beryl Flow, Tim Westwood, Al Tariq, No Sleep, Nigel. The Unknown being the album title was vital. It symbolized the unification of a country through rap music like it's a music bible. Life changed. Every performance was madness. Crowd surfing like we were some rock band or something. The whole crew was one big family. Hype men, 1XL, Deficit, and Mr. Lex. Our lunatic of a tour manager, Daz. Our engineer, Glenn. Tour DJs, Plus One, Benny G. Wasn't long now. Top of the Pops was looming. We could sense it. This was what we all strive for all our lives. The only difference now was that it was meant to be. One final major concert before it all exploded. At the Mean Fiddler, where I pulled Mark to the side and I asked him, Mark, do you trust me? To which he replied, yes, of course I do, with my life. Second question was, do you believe in me? He said, yes, of course I do, with my last breath. So I replied, just put the needle on the record and make sure the record don't skip and leave the rest to me. I promise you, Mark, tonight is the night our lives change. Just back me up and let me breathe and I'll give it 1,000% of me. He looked at me weird and said, no one can guarantee that, Blade. Don't make promises you can't keep. I told him, Mark, I know my mom's dead, but she's here with us, protecting us. She's standing right beside you as we speak. I know this sounds deep, but listen, she's already told me she'll guide us both through tonight, and by the morning the changes will be seen. I froze and even cried on that stage that night, but saw the crowd reaction and that screwed with my brain mentally, and my mom was there with me. Morning came, phone was off the hook. It wasn't much later that we got the call that the Grant Nicholas remix of You Don't See the Signs was playlisted on pretty much all radio stations. But brother, we achieved what we planned. The promise to each other was kept. Our lives changed, our friendship concrete. Up to that point, every opportunity that came our way could only be compared to raw meat. It wasn't much longer after that when we disbanded. Nothing personal. I just needed to crush a few more demons that had been haunting me over the years since my mom passed. So I went my way, you went yours. That was at the end of 2001. We both worked on solo material, but we were still in touch because real friendships are meant to last. Right up till 2014, we kept in regular contact. Every few days, we'd be on the phone just like we were back in the days because that's how friends act. I said to Mark at some point between 2003 to 2005, I can't remember the exact date, that he should have had kids and his kids should have been best friend with my kids, but that never happened. That's a shame, really, because we promised each other we'd be friends for life because of the journey we traveled together and because of what we achieved through his production and my rapping. Yeah, he was shy and reserved and didn't really say much, well, at least not till he got to know you better. But once he got to know him, he was the practical joker we all loved. He was hilarious and a trendsetter. Okay, admittedly, he probably wasn't the easiest person to get along with most times, and obviously we had a long friendship and didn't always see eye to eye and had a few differences. But that didn't mean we had to throw away 20 years of building something unique that most people ruin within a few weeks because they're naive and don't understand what the difference is. And excuse me for the next part, but I have to crush another demon now. See, we had a petty argument over nothing. and Mark stopped answering my calls. I left him numerous messages, explaining all he had to do was dial my number so we could clear the air, but I never heard from him, not once, not at all. Over a year of trying, but when every attempt to get in touch went ignored, I finally gave up and went about my business. Then I got the call nobody wants to receive, that Mark had passed away. I was stunned, silent, sat in complete darkness for 5 hours till my son walked in and caught me crying. Didn't want to believe this. See, I'm the type of person that wears my heart on my sleeve. Everything to me is black and white. It's either wrong or right. And what hurts most is that I never got the chance to tell my friend what he really meant to me, and that just don't feel right. I believe in the afterlife. If you can hear me, Mark, I just want you to know you had a friend for life. I'm still here. All the mistakes we both made over the years are irrelevant. Forget them. They don't mean nothing now. I'm still here. That's all I was trying to tell you. You know better than most, the life I lived was filled with turbulence, and my answer to everything is let bygones be bygones. You were more of a brother to me than my own brothers, and that must mean something, but how do I tell you that now that you're gone? If you can hear me now, I pray that you found peace. I visualize you up there in heaven with your studio equipment and record collection, and you're still making beats, because that's when you were at your happiest. I hope you get this, Mark. I tried, but it didn't feel right just leaving you with a simple R.I.P., because that's not the type of friendship that we had, so it's not as easy as it seems. Mark, if only you knew how many people reached out to show their respects. Your goal's achieved. Your legacy is truly intact and well-deserved. You are known, brother. You can rest in peace.
Thank you, Blaze, so much for sharing that with us. Are you still there on the line? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
That was, I mean, what you were telling me the other day that you haven't even like written any rhymes for years, and you know, let alone something that's so close to home. That couldn't have been easy to put that together for you.
No, it wasn't. As I told you when I spoke to you on the phone, you know, the best tracks I've ever written were always done in sort of like 15, 20 minutes, and because it all came from the heart. That I already knew what I was going to write, but it just, you know, trying to make sure, because, you know, you want to leave it with, you know, it means a lot, you know what I mean? So we just wanted to make sure you got it right. And from the moment we spoke on Friday, I started putting pen to paper, and, you know, I wasn't kind of content with direction, because I didn't want people to think that I'm writing about me, because this isn't about me. The thing is, starts off about our relationship, and obviously I just wanted to end with letting Mark know, you know, because like I said, I believe in the afterlife, so I just wanted to let Mark know I'm still here. You know, I was always here.
For real.
And yeah, it's never easy when you want to kind of say stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as you're writing it, there's tears in your eyes.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, no, for real. And I mean, it's like me and Chester were just saying how there's milestones like in our hip hop story in this country kind of thing, and you guys definitely contributed to like a significant part of that. Like, how was it for you at that time to be as a duo, you know, breaking down those some serious barriers like for the whole scene, really?
You know, like when me and Mark started working together, in the beginning, I mean, Mark had asked me for a few years about, like, working with me, and I just kept telling him, you know, I didn't think his production was right. And then we sat down and kind of explained to him what needed to change for me to kind of be interested in doing something with him. But, like I said, he never gave up on me. He didn't walk away. He didn't just go, oh, you know, screw Blade. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He went away and he worked on something. And, you know, I believe that, you know, the thing that we shared together, he's passed on to, like, everyone else he's worked with, because his production changed, he got better, and, you know, to his credit, you know, he deserves every bit of respect he gets for the work he did. You know,
for real.
He did that himself, and he's built something from nothing. And, I mean, it's hard, like, basically explaining the relationship with me and Mark, because it was like brothers fighting all the time. I mean, you know, I'm sure Chester, you know, is familiar with that. You know what I mean? It's like,
we're all familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, obviously we always heard about, you know, like that brothers always, you know, like the Gallagher brothers, for example, they're always at each other's throats. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're brothers and they move on. And me and Mark, we had that kind of a relationship. So, I mean, it was like we were at each other's throats at times and stuff like that. But, you know, what's important is that the result came out and, you know, we sat there and we were like, look, you know what? This isn't about us. We need to build a scene, because if we have a scene, we can all eat. And it's a shame, you know, from what Chester was saying earlier, it's a shame that, you know, UK hip-hop hasn't really eaten the same way as grime has, because we were the ones that kind of pioneered that way.
No,
I
think there's definitely lots of people who like echo that sort of sentiment, you know, but I don't think any of that takes away from like the greatness. I mean, already the music that we've been able to play today, like for me, that has a lot of meaning for my career and just for me as a fan personally. And, you know, my career and everybody, I think, whether they know it or not, I stand on the shoulders of like the achievements of people like Mark B and you and Task Force and, you know, so many of the cats who broke down the doors before me. So we're all so grateful to your contribution and everything that you guys achieved together. And I just think overall, we all have, you know, it's a roller coaster, like Dealit working and so closely with people and all of that stuff. It always is like that.
Especially music, though. I mean, musicians, it's such a personal thing that people are always in and out of falling out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Working with my own blood. Because I worked with my own blood brother for all them years, as well as falling out as brothers do, we were falling out all the time as well over the music and whatever, you know what I mean? Not all the time, you know, but like you're saying, Blade, it's like, because you're brothers, you know what I mean? You just deal with it, you get on with it, you know what I mean? You wipe your face and you move on, and it's always love.
That is exactly.
At the very bottom line, the sentiment of everything,
mm-hmm.
it's always love. And that's what's shining through with Mark B, is no matter who he worked with, no matter what went on in and out, the sentiment at the bottom of it, at the root of it all, is all built on love and respect, and it is a great deal of respect for Mark in general.
Yes, indeed. So Blade, thank you so much for joining us today on the show, and it's just mad appreciation for you penning that poem eulogy that you shared with all of us,
man.
And like, seriously, we're looking forward to like keeping it in touch, and who knows, like maybe hearing from you again sometime soon. Okay, brother, so you take care. Yeah,
yeah, no worries. I'm not coming out of retirement.
That's what I was going to say. Come on, Blade, man. Let's hear Blade on some beats again.
No.
Come on.
You're dipping your toe in the water today. No, it's all love.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my honour, okay? And thank you so much for being here today. Lots of love, okay?
Big up yourself, Blade.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, see you. And wow, make sure you send your shouts through to us in the studio. It's myself, Sarah Love, joined by the one and only Chester Pia Task Force right now, live on FUBAR Radio. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. with a special salute to the soldier, the man like Mark B. Just there we heard a eulogy from Blade. Send your shouts through to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also get us on twitter.com/foodbarradio too. Got to send shouts. God, people hitting me up all over the world, in Asia, Australia, USA. Jeez. Right now. I know. So shouts out to Josie Styles. Shouts out to Tinku in New York. Michael Parkinson locked into the show. Jamie Winchester, Ollie Sung. Get in touch. We want to hear from you guys as well. And right now on the line, we're going to hear with someone else who, again, another one of my favorite artists, like from the UK, and just one of my favorite sounds, the man with the golden sounds, a collaborator with Mark B from way, you know, a really nostalgic era for me in hip-hop. Lewis Parker, can you hear me?
Yes, we'll stand on Sarah Love. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. And right with me right now, Lewis, is Chester. Of course, you guys
What's
know
happening, Lewis?
Up.
You're good, man.
Big up.
Nice. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, being a long time, Bliss.
Yes, and you...
Man, this whole incident is mad sad. I've been in shock. I've been getting on with doing what I need to get on with, but every time I sit down and think, it's like, I can't believe he's gone. It's crazy. How are you gone, Mark?
I know.
Wow.
It's just out of nowhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out of nowhere, Bliss. Mm. I was around Skinny's, and Skinny just dropped it on me on New Year's Eve. I just been walking around with that in my head, like, wow, let me just... Yeah, it's been crazy, you know what I mean? I knew Mark since 96,
wow.
You know what I mean? And I remember hearing his record, No More Questions, back in 94, and yeah. that was... that was inspirational. When that record dropped, I was like, that's one of the coldest records that's come out the UK for a minute. I'm like, that's just bad. The production was next level. You know what I mean? It was like, there's only a few mans that I would say around that time that was fucking with that, and he just was shining.
It's true, man.
You know what I mean? He just was shining. So from when I'm hooked up with him in 96, I was just, wow, yeah, this is Mark B. I already knew his shit was fire, you know what I mean? So I was mad hyped to get in the studio and bust some shit, you know what I mean? So a lot of shit, it was because it was just, he was doing some joints with Trevor, you know what I mean? So when that, the special type of skills, he wanted me to jump on the remix, and it was a Trevor version that I originally jumped on, and then he remixed that. You know what I mean? Mark was the king of remixes. Every joint, if you did a joint with him back then, he would come back a couple of weeks later, or I had to redo the joint. Mark was one of them dudes I always looked up to so much. Like, he, you know what I mean? Because I was mad young. You know what I mean? I knew one or two things, but this guy had the brakes locked down.
He had library record king, innit?
He was the library record king. Definitely. You know what I mean? So all of them inspirations where you're hearing me coming from, it was Mark, my man Dolo, because when I hooked up with both of them in the mix, it was like I was going back and forth with these cats, and they always had all these library records, so I'd have one or two little things and be picking up. Mark showed, the last conversation I had with Mark about 5 months ago was actually because I wanted to call him about a library composer he had showed me back in the 90s that I'd fit one of the breaks on my last record I did, the MK Ultra joint. That was the last conversation I had with Mark, you know what I mean? And I could tell that it didn't end up even in a positive way, and that's why I feel messed up now, because I'm like, I knew something weren't right, and I was just thinking he's off with me right now, and I didn't even get it, you know what I mean? But now I'm like, oh man, there was some whole other shit going on, and I didn't even clock it, you know what I mean? And I love Mark B, man.
Yeah, you know? We all love Mark B, man.
You know, and I just think you've been a really influential producer too. Like, there's so many cats who I always hear name drop you, and then obviously Mark's been a massive part on you crafting yourself as an artist and your sound as well. Do you agree?
You know what I mean, Mark? Mark was one of them cats and I saw that I come up under, you know what I mean? He used to come around my house back in the 90s when I lived in Acton and could critique my beats back then, and I would be sitting there, okay, and hearing his flip on how I should do my techniques and shit, you know what I mean? That was all back in 96, 97, before I was releasing Masquerades. He was coming around and critiquing my shit. You know what I mean? Which made me step up, like being like, nah, man, you can't take a drum. Like, before, I'd be taking drums off wherever, you know what I'm saying? Nah, you got to find the original break. And he'd be hitting me with that in their head. One of them dudes for that, them older cats who had the knowledge of the shit locked down that you just have to look up to. So it was like, from then he was hitting me in the head, like, this is how you must do it if you're going to do this shit right, you know what I mean?
And that's a beautiful thing as well, because, you know, there's some people you come across where they keep their cards close to their chest, isn't it? And it's like, I'm always so inspired by those people who are just, like, open-hearted, and they're going to share that knowledge and reach out.
He was one of them dudes that if he saw talent in the young artist, he would want to work with them, and he would get hyped up. And I know it was the same with you boys, because when I heard he got wind of it, that when I talked to him about it, he was just hyped up. You know, I'm working with these new cats from the Berry and my family. And he was just hyped up, like, yeah, aww, man's ain't even ready for this next level I'm about to drop. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We learned a lot of our studio recording skills during that process. That's where me and Farms particularly learned a lot about recording inside a studio, because we'd been doing open mics, but when you get in a studio, as you know, it's a completely different ball game, and it's its own little art form to get that sound right. And he kind of helped guide us through that. He would tell you straight, you know, that don't sound right. Like, do it again.
He wouldn't take no shit.
That's it, you know.
Mark was cold.
We weren't used to that. Me and my brother were like, Rod, did he just say that to us? Like, but you know what? He's right. It don't sound right. So let's do it again until it does it. If Mark says it sounds right, we're happy, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly how that dude was. Yeah. He was definitely exactly like that.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And then yes,
I think the new Mike Order was a shutdown record. Bless,
me
you know
too,
I mean?
Really, for real.
Know, I really.
And also,
when that record dropped, no one could drop anything out the UK and sort of touch you, man, for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That was on a pedestal in Deal Real on the
it
shelf,
was.
Man. Like, I'm like working in the record store and on Knoll Street. That was like, you cannot mess with that piece of vinyl. Like, that is, you know, that's a cornerstone for us. You know, so it's just I'm just so happy, and still. I think it's really stood the test of time.
Yeah, it has.
It's still,
yeah.
Like, I opened the show, played It's On You. And, like, the rhymes, the production, like, it still sounds absolutely banging, you know? Mm. And that's the real testimony of, like, the craft that Mark obviously had built up over the years. And, you know, it's like last year, Sean Price, he passed away as well. And, like, I remember at that time, a lot of people I did a tribute show for Sean Price as well, and, like, speaking to a lot of his friends and collaborators, people were like, we're not even sure if Sean understood how loved he
the
was.
The impact, yeah.
You know?
That's humble people are like that. They're not really paying attention to what, you know what I mean? They don't realise how much influence and how much respect they're actually getting out there. They're just getting on with being who they are, you know?
Mm-hmm. But when you saw how many people like came out just like expressing so much love and just
and
how much influence.
For the man.
Yeah, respect,
you know,
exactly.
That's it.
You know? And it's like, I just think it's so important that I'm always trying my best to make sure that all my brothers and sisters in this game understand how much I love you guys, you
That's
know,
it.
And how much I respect you and appreciate you, and that, you know, we need you, like the universe needs you kind of thing. And it's like, it would have been lovely to have that chance to like have that conversation again with Mark, but that's why today is so important. And I'm so grateful that we've managed to get your voice included as well, Lewis, because you collaborated with Mark on a track featuring A-Side as well.
Wow.
And I want to play that. Now,
we did a few. Which one you gonna play?
Well, I wanted to play Keep It Tight.
See, that was a straight up free. That was off the head. It was one of them sessions. See, that record is mad classic because it was literally like a freestyle. We just, you know, we just go, Mark used to just bump a bunch of beats, just have a bunch of this. We go in the studio, and Mark would just load up beats, and we didn't have nothing prepared. It was just it was just literally a freestyle session. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So
that was how them things went back then. That was nice because he was mad on all that shit, just the cipher shit, you know what I mean? Because it's the 90s and that's what Mads was on. So yeah, just load up the beat, jump in the cipher and bust your freestyle, you know what I mean? I missed them days, you know what I mean? Where it was just mad open.
Just that energy in one room together. And it's like, also, listen, thinking about it too, like from today I played It's On You, the Task Force track, also played Mellow Is The Man, and then like we've had... You Don't See The Signs are now going to drop this track, Keep It Tight. This is from 1996. And the other thing that I think is so dope is when you just look at that sound that Mark B was spanning here, like in his production, it's not like he was just a one-lane cat. There's just so much variety and colour in his production as well. So I'm going to drop this right now, Lewis. Thank you so much for joining us for the show today. And this one is Keep It Tight, Mark B featuring Lewis Parker and A-Side. What a gem. 1996,
long
my
time
goodness.
Ago, man. Big up Lewis Parker every time.
Yeah. All right, big up Chester, big up Sarah. Soon come, much love.
Take care, love. First elements were elegance to your turf, band your dome to the drum. As I roam in the sun, Wickham sees a bullshitting, so they have to get done. Lewis Parker, blow your mind. One time I shine, paranormal activity contained in these lines. Rhymes be just flipping, my shit ain't ripping. The best feeling is when you're lifting with your crew, just chilling. I like to rock mics and make beats to beat you down. My flow's electric, I'm just bugging on the sound. So how you want it now? I'm stepping through your troopers. MC's out here on the mic, you know I move ya. Peace to A-Side, representing Mark B. MC's wanna come into my office in the E, but they don't even know I represent my flow. My flow means death. MC's don't even know what they fuck it with.
a sorry I swear. You have to cut the out one time if I dare. No, A-side, grab the microphone and show these MCs out here that your rhymes is prone.
Don't ever cross me like a fader. I'm bound to turn tables like Rock Raider. And it's the man coming greater than any of you that ever took the microphone. I make your mind throw in the towel, then hit you in the bowel like an abortion. My rhymes rock a portion. You wanna step to me, son? I think you just best take caution. It's the man telling you, I'm felling you from the tree. I rock a microphone with lyrically, kinda rhymes straight from the mind. I'm bound to rock your body bone, and then you will find that you ain't ready yet. Cause I build like an architect. I knock out your teeth like Keith and you just sweat. Yeah, I'm just greater. Cause the rhymes I be rocking makes you feel later. You're late like a BR train. I bring the pain. And if you wanna test me, I leave your tongue in the migraine. The stain.
You must remember this.
Remember this.
A diss is still a diss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These MCs must get this like this. As time goes by, MCs have to die. Still maintaining for all my Jedi. I got to feel the vibe straight down through my soul. MCs don't even know on the microphone I'm getting gold. Getting in the heavens, talking to these gods. MCs wanna step to me, I don't even know the odds. But how many MCs really know the time? How many of them can bust the freshest rhymes? Now I bless the stuff that always come nice. MCs on the microphone know my shit is spice. Pure hot, like my mama's jerk chicken. MCs out here know my shit is finger licking. When they come and follow me, we'll find the death as I take you into the abyss that MCs get. Every time.
Yeah. Let me just go back to the past.
1996 classic UK material. That was Mark B featuring Lewis Parker and A-Side. You're tuned into Foobar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and a very special co-host, the one and only
Chess Monster.
That is right. And we have been getting your shouts thick and fast coming through to hiphop at foobarradio.com. I think, Chester, you've got something to read out, right?
Yeah, this is from Chris in Kensal Reyes, and he says, I've only just discovered that this show exists.
Aww.
Lucky for you, because now you know. It's my first time listening, but I'll be locked in every week from now on. Thank you for a brilliant tribute to Mark.
Aw, yeah. And make sure you hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop and you can check out all the archived shows as well. We've had like a bunch of amazing guests over the last few months, so don't miss out. Get involved. And yeah, back to your shout, sorry.
We've got a big up Lionel Mads, Alan Boyce, Jack Beard, which I gotta say, like, I just think of stealing one of them Shoreditch guys' beards when I hear that. But anyway,
but your beard's almost on the way, then, Chester.
Me and Farms had beard and moustache before it was popular.
It's true.
People used to oh, bro, you need a shave. Like, but now everyone's trying to be us.
So you're thinking of going clean shaven now?
I look like a baby's bottom when I'm clean shaven. It's not for me. Man. Got a big up Children of Zeus. Big up Connie Connor, the massive actor in Manchester. Every time. Big up DRS and Strategy while we're here. Broken English legends.
Micro
Big up Jordan Grant, Micro Dizzy.
They also did
collaboration
Crispy with
Free,
Mark
Moorish Delta. I mean, I could go for a lot of up north rappers who are big, man.
Yeah, and I'm sure they all want to send their love to Mark
sure
B
they
as
do,
well.
Man. And big up Jordan Grant, who's a brilliant video director, who's just directed some videos for my forthcoming album. Big up Kaya Boogie, big up Adam, big up Kazaya, big up Tilly, sat at home chilling.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be taking care of you until 6 p.m., so there's still time to get your messages through on Twitter at Foobar Radio, or you can hit up hiphop@foobarradio.com as well. Right now on the line we have another star. Jest, how are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh,
how you doing? What's good?
Yes,
what's
I'm
good,
very
Sarah?
Good.
What's it's good, Jess?
Yes, Jess, how you doing, man?
All good.
It's good to hear your voice. And of course, you're another artist who I know, like, you knew Mark as well. And, like, do you feel, has he had an influence on your career and, like, how you've made music?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even the joint you were just playing, as soon as the line connected and I heard A-Side's voice.
Yeah.
You know that.
You know, it's real. I mean, it's emotional because at the end of the day, you know, it's not only on a personal level for people, it's also just for me, you know, I just want to make sure that people understand the contribution that the guy made to the culture, because it's always, you know, classically a lot of UK, you know, artists, contributors have gone really unsung, you know, because of the nature of the culture not being properly documented. And then, you know, ahead of like this big kind of rewrite of history, I just think, you know, people need to understand that records like New Mike Order, records like Certain Special Skill. I mean, we're talking about artists going as far back as someone like MCM from Caveman, then through to the era of, you know, your Lewis Parkers, a record like New Mike Order dropping, through to the Unseen dropping, through to like the kind of collabs with, you know, the Outer Reeks and Ed OGs or whoever. You know what I mean? It's, I think people need to understand that there's a huge contribution and the discography is there, no doubt. You know, I could talk about it forever. My production sound was inevitably influenced because that was what I was around, and there was so much being shared between people like Mark B and, you know, Lewis Parker, the Creators, the Beyond There guys, that whole kind of movement of that time, Harry Love, of course, you know, the approach to making, you know, the approach they were taking to going and getting the SP-12 or the MP-60 or the 950 or whatever classic, you know, machines and trying to approach the break, you know, and digging, really digging. And really bringing that art to the forefront.
And it's just, you know, been so really dope, all those names and like pieces of machinery that you mentioned as well, because I'm just so much a believer of like, you know, if we're not going to celebrate all of these moments and all of these cats, like, we can't rely on David Cameron to big up these people or, you know, Simon Cowell or something, you know. And so that's why I just think it's so much a responsibility for each of us in our positions to make sure we recognise, like, the people who smash down these doors.
We've got to look after our own out here. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? I see hip-hop needs to look after its own, you know. When we hip-hop, it stands for graffiti writers, anyone. The amount of graffiti writers who pass away and die from many different ailments and reasons, I think it's up to hip hop to stand up and celebrate their life, you know what I mean?
In
losing their life, I think it is down to us to celebrate their life and make the world, at least make our own culture understand the impact them as a human being had on our culture and how special they were, you know?
And mentioning graffiti there, I don't know if either of you saw, there was a right, I'm not sure what his writing name is though. It's Lee Green. He's done a piece. I have a feeling that it's somewhere in the Kingston area that he's put this up. And I'm really sorry. I just have so much to do putting the show together that I didn't manage to track dude down. But it was like literally.
It was by Dis One and Cab 69 from the RFK crew.
Thank you so much. You see,
this is a big up then, guys.
But it was just beautiful to see, like, in, you know, 24 hours of me hearing the news, they had put that piece up, kind of thing. And like we're saying here now, you know, we've got to celebrate our brothers and sisters in this game.
No
so
doubt.
That was beautiful
no
to
doubt.
See as well.
And you know what? While you're saying that, I need to big up Ollie T-Bar, because I peeped the Ollie Proper mix. You know, put his Mark B tribute mix up there on Mixcloud.
Cool.
That was nice, because I think that's, you know, people are only just getting starting to get opportunity to do it, like with you guys with the show today.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, we need to kind of keep that momentum, and people need to understand the importance of the music that's there. And a lot of people, like, know these joints and don't necessarily know there might be joints.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's
like, people,
it.
Even, you know, while I was playing the Ollie Tiba mix, you know, so I remember, you're hearing joints, someone starts singing along to I Wish, and they're thinking, oh, a Task Force tune, but it's a Mark B production as well. Exactly. It's like when Dilla passed, a lot of people only then did they really understand, oh, this track, this guy made this track, The Far Side, or Bella Soul, or whoever it is, you're just a fan of the track. So it's just, you know, we've got to make sure, like you say, it's about passing, not only celebrating it, but it's the knowledge is there, that people understand, look, you know, understand who the artist is. It's understand where the music's coming from. It's bigger than it's more important than the image and this whole kind of glamour and glitz version of hip hop. You know, that's kind of got people sidetracked. You know what I mean? Culturally, I think let's celebrate this, no doubt.
Yeah, for real.
Shout out to Delta. Shout out to Delta. Big up Delta. Well, no doubt. And shout out Delta.
Yeah, the Lost Australian.
Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for joining us today, Jess. It's like so good to have your voice included in the show, you know, just to help be put into perspective for some people, like the influence, you know. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Big up, Jess.
No doubt. It's a pleasure.
Lots of love. Yeah. See you soon, I hope.
You know what? I just have to shout out Mr. Thing, of course.
Of course.
I know. We're trying to get him on as well.
My man Kashmir and Michael Parkinson, because all people that I've spoken to over the last few days, you know, and Blade, of course.
Blade, Vadim, Simon, all of them guys from Jazz Fudge and all that, man. Yeah, big up everyone. Philly, Life, all everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
for real, man.
No doubt.
Yourself all the time, just, innit?
Yeah, lots of love. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks for shouting me. I'll be up there soon. Yeah?
Yes, we will see you soon. Okay, peace. Right. And we are taking care of you guys right here on Fubar Radio until 6 p.m. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Chester P.
That is right. And make sure, if you want to discover like more of Mark B's music, hit up markb.bandcamp.com, and it's like a really lovely selection of his tunes there. That was a page run by Mark B himself. And on the line, all the way from Singapore, we have a very dear friend of Mark's. Isan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How's it going, Sarah?
Oh, it's good. It's so lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, like for me, I know there's a lot of people listening. They won't necessarily know who you are because you're not someone who put out records or anything like that. But I know that you were very close with Mark. And I thought it's nice for us to have somebody who, you know, you were friends, you were homies, like before being like artists or collaborators, anything like that. How did you actually know Mark, though? That's what I wasn't sure about.
Oh, I met Mark through music. I'm loving the show, by the way. It feels like a reunion listening to all these people. You know, I met 99% of my hip-hop heroes through Mark. And so it was all good times. So I did put out a little bit of music, and Mark always helped with that behind the scenes. You know, he was always saying, okay, you've got to redo the verse. I mean, Mark was a perfectionist when it came down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I met him, he was already big. You know, we already knew who Mark was. He came, did a show. Met him at the show. Chester and Farmer, I met you both there. I still have the business card. I found it the other day. Your Task Force business card.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Old mobile numbers on it.
Is that 0181 number or something? I wish I had one of those. Damn, I never knew that existed.
Neither did I, to be honest.
That needs to be in like the hip hop museum or something, man.
I'm surprised we even had a mobile phone at them times.
I'll have to dig it. It might be an 0181, but it had both your numbers on it. It was funny, kind of handwritten.
But run me through, Isan, like some of the people that are, you know, we've heard from a lot of people in today's show, but they're like other cats that Mark has worked with. Like, you know, he worked internationally. We spoke with Delta earlier today, but then there were like US cats that he collaborated with too, right?
Oh yeah. So, one of the funniest stories. Whenever I think of Mark, I'm always thinking of funny story, because it always ended up with us cracking up. But one story that didn't start out so funny. I mean, everyone knows the Missing Links track with and the Alpha Reach track and all that kind of stuff. But there was a great time with Special Teams. So Special Teams was Ed O.G., Slane, and Jason, and they were in town. We went to meet them at the hotel. Mark already knew Edo from years ago. He'd been out to Boston and was talking records with Edo G and all that kind of stuff. So we met them at some hotel in Earl's Court. And this is before Special Teams were really a group. And Mark gave them a beat CD saying, okay, yeah, if you're interested in anything like this, let me know. They did the show. It was a bit of a weird week, that, because I think Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince were playing in Wimbledon. De La Soul were playing, Ed O.G. was playing. It was just a show every single night. And at the end of the week, Premier was supposed to be playing. And we were tired. We'd been out every single night of the week.
Partied out.
And we said, yeah, exactly. And so we said, are you going to Premier on Friday night? We were like, nah, you know, we were joking. There's no chance we're going to make it. We were too tired. We'd seen him loads of times before. Of course, we love DJ Premier, but we just weren't ready to go down to that show. So normally it would be myself, my cousin, and Fresh would be in the car, Mark, and we'd hit up the show. So Edo calls me up at work, and he says, I missed my flight. Do you want to go see Premier tonight? So we say, okay. So we pick up Premier, And we pick up Ed O.G. and go, and we meet up with Premier. Skinny Man was there already backstage. Furious Five were there. It was a pretty good show, and we were out till. I remember when we left. It was daytime. The next day it was crazy. We got back so late, and I'm amazed I was even standing at the end of the night, and a couple of months later. We were listening to the Special Teams mix CD at the time, and they're rhyming over one of Mark's beats.
So crazy.
Mark contacted them saying, look, you know, you're supposed to pay for those.
Because a lot of people don't realise that about that track, you know, and they champion that and everything, but it left a little bit of a sour taste for Mark.
You know, he might not like me talking about it, but you know, I know Mark. I know Mark well enough and he knows me well enough that I'll open my big mouth. So
it's really nice to have those insights.
But they made amends. You know, they made amends. Slane passed them a bunch of CDs to sell, all that kind of stuff. And I've been talking to quite a few people. A lot of people have been contacting me about it. Been talking to Blade. Been talking to quite a few people. So it's been bringing back a lot of memories. So you know, it's really good to hear all this positivity about Mark.
And it's lovely to have
Tommy. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. He's another person who's like a bit elusive, difficult to track down. But you know, we couldn't manage to fit everybody in the show. But I feel like we've got a really nice selection of everyone's voices to contribute to celebrating Mark's stories. And so it was just so nice to get your voice included there as a close friend of Mark's too. And you mentioned the Missing Links track, which I definitely want to play right now. And this was it's another one of those moments where it's just nice to see like US and UK kind of crossover and uniting unity, and so I thought we had to drop this one as well, you know.
Yep.
But thank you so much for joining us today, Isan, and thank you for like everything that you've done to help like linking the show together today and everything. You've been a champion, man.
Big up, Isan.
I'll speak to you soon, Sarah. I'll see you in Singapore.
Yes, see you in Singapore. Peace.
Okay. For y'all, I guarantee it. I break up whack rappers, repeat it. Cause I can't see it being defeated or mistreated. So them niggas thinking like that, tell them facts.
When that nigga Mr. Killings represent, I get bent like elbows. Disappear for 10 years, then come back like shell toes. No foes. As if a nigga was spitting hot lava. I got 3 words for competitors. Niggas, why ball?
Dr. Smith Nizzy. Small spit shit. Now is he? Official of choice. Top choice. Got voice data. Smash your chatter, no matter Jane or Joe. When I blow, you got the gun.
Y'all motherfuckers must be out of your mind. Let me sit back and twist trees up. Ease up, cowboy, I'ma spit that shit to pierce your arteries quick. Paw me slick, make room for attacks. Yeah, I'm retarded.
We got
with
to do this same time, man. Flip rap back to back, line for line, man. We do the show, get the dough, same time, man. We're missing links, blush tracks, we be shining. Ain't time, man.
Catch me on the internet, punting motherfuckers in chat rooms. Call my nigga, email address, and cause a mess. It's the international. The ruckus distributor, hardcore deliverer, making pussy niggas shrivel up.
Yeah, and break down, we shake down. Your fake town beat, chairman of the board. War like vice lords, hit chords, gotcha. Whole shit spinning, freak women, formerly the fashions. I spat the fire lips.
So L's up, bruise down to them clown ass niggas. Them talk too much, surround sound ass niggas. We have a hostage situation, dope, really though. Would you drop your motherfucking mouth and let my ears go?
All niggas that thought that they could comprehend was sadly mistaken. I entitled my publishing troublesome, cause I'm making nothing but that complex shit that leave you stuck. Shippy truck like Mac.
We got to do this same time, man. Flip rap back to back, line for line, man. Do the show, get the dough, same time, man. We're missing links, bless tracks, we be shining. Ain't time, we got to do this same time, man. Flip rap back to back, line for line, man. Do the show, get the dough, same time, man. We're missing links, bless tracks, we be shining. Ain't time, man.
Who be the star of your game?
No thing, grace the savior, gravier than most of y'all. That's all, fuck y'all. Hit the walls and decks, give up the neck. My sack, wet in your mob like 10
sacks. Hey yo, rap them like a sack, dude. Come at you fools. Rock with niggas that get cake and pack they tools. Embarrass clicks lyrically. To the day that I'm hit on. You know shit on, spit the bit on and sit
there's
on.
There's only a few bars remaining before y'all niggas be aiming toward the tape decks. The press rewind to hear these rhymes intertwine like a platinum link. Shitload of money in a burner like I work for Brinks. Fuck you then.
What you thought we was for? Some sort to cross?
crossover, walk over, use our shit to talk over.
No sub, Benny for miles.
I shit piles of terror.
What?
Your hero.
What?
We fly from Cali
straight to
your
terror. Same time, man.
Flip rap back to back.
Line for line, man.
We do the show, get the dough.
Same time, man.
We're missing links, blessed tracks.
We be shining.
Eight time,
we got
man.
To do the same time, man.
Flip rap back to back.
Line for line, man.
Do the show, get the dough.
Same time, man.
We're missing links, blessed tracks.
We be shining.
Eight time, man.
God damn.
You're locked into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. I've got the wonderful co-host joining me today. That's Mr. Chester Peter Task Force. And we are making a very special salute to a UK soldier, Mark B, who sadly suddenly passed away just last week. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who's locked into the show, sending your shouts out. Everybody who's contributed today as well. It's been absolutely beautiful. We're going to be taking care of you until 6 p.m. So don't move a muscle. I have some very talented MCs right on call. They're ready to drop into the studio and they're going to be doing their rapidly rap things any minute. That last cut I just played was Missing Links. That was a Mark B production, of course. Same time is that one. There's still time to get your shouts through to the studio. Email me and Chester at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also find us, both me and Chester, on Twitter and hit up FUBAR Radio. I think there's an email there, Chester. Can you see that in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry. There we go.
There is
a very special email that's come through to the show. I can't read this one. Chester, you can read it out.
This is from Dr. Pete, and it says, "This program is astonishingly good on so many levels. The emotional content, the pace, the factual and personal accounts, and the technical fiat of coordinating the incoming lines and studio contributions. Not to mention the terrific UK hip-hop tracks. I was at the point of tears at the end of Blade's poem. A deeply moving radio experience. I'm enjoying every minute of it. The BBC can't hold a light to production of this standard. Well done, FUBAR Radio."
Big up to Nat, producer Nat.
At the front there.
Yes, Nat is like the boss lady who holds everything together over here. And thank you, Chester, for being
here,
man.
It's a pleasure, always.
Like, it's just so lovely to have you here. I've got to send shouts out to Dave Code over in Singapore as well. Mr. Dexter locked into the show. Gleam, people all over the world tuned in, man. I'm going to hopefully get all your shouts through. Very soon, we're going to be opening the mic and hearing from some very talented MCs. So hold tight. There's still a few more cats who we're trying to get on the phone line. I think Nat is running into the studio right now. I think we're in luck. I'm getting excited because for a minute there, I thought it wasn't going to happen. Is that Mr. Thing by any chance?
No, it's not.
Who is it?
It is Mr. Thing, of course.
Mr. Thingamajig.
Making a fool of me live on air.
Good.
Oh, Mark, I'm so happy you're able to join. I've been scrambling like a madwoman over this last week to make sure I get all the key players involved in today's show. And, you know, it just would not have been right for you not to be here represented in some kind of way, because you're a name, not only as a DJ that I've looked up to from day one, but you're a name that has always been synonymous with Mark B in my, you know, in my eyes as a music fan in this hip hop game. You know, how did you and Mark get to know each other in the first place? Oh, Mark, Mr. Thing, we lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, that was DJ Mr. Thing. At least we
Short
heard him
and
say
sweet.
Hello. You know he likes to keep it
That's
brief.
It. He's never been one for words.
Yeah, so we'll forgive him that time. Well, yes, try and call him back, please, Nat.
Bless.
You know, it's like something had to go wrong during
the
show.
Well, you know,
it's been good.
It
has been good.
It's been very good.
But you know what I wanted to play before we got, like, the MCs through to the studio, though, was another track, which for me was an important one in, like, the when I think of the catalogue of Mark B and also the catalogue of Task Force.
Okay.
And me being such a fan of both of you guys. So I was like, I had to play. Oh, does that mean that he's almost back? Well, no, I'll play the track for Sod's Law. Oh, wait, he is here.
There you go.
He is here. Okay, 3, 2, 1, maybe. Okay, he's almost there. Well, yes, Mark,
he's back.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay,
yes.
So you did want to share more than just a hello. You see, I was like, there's no way we're getting this over this show without having you here. How did you, this is DJ Mr. Thing, by the way, salute to one of the OGs in the DJ game out in this country. And we've heard, seriously, so many of your pure fire burning up the Crossfader cup today's show, you know, and it's just so beautiful. Me think just the time that your career has spanned as well, and the contributions that you and Mark B made together. How did you and Mark B first get to know each other? I've never known that.
He's not having none of it. He's just not having it.
He's like, I'm staying alone. Is it? And that's it. Never mind. Bless. Anyway, we love you, Mark.
Mr. Fing. I got to say, he is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, Mr.
Proper.
Fing.
Like, so humble.
I just got to say that about him.
Proper.
Live and on air. He's just a proper, proper nice person, man. Mm-hmm. On every level, you know what I mean? When we were lucky enough to tour around, our first real ever tour with Mr. Fing DJing for us, we were touring New Mike Order along with the Swollen members.
Aww.
Who we should mention too, because they were a big part in
I
that
did want to play
up.
Something
yeah,
from them
know,
as well.
And Vadim and Simon from Jazz Fudge came along, and we all shared the big van, and aww, there was all kinds of ups and downs and ins and outs and toothpaste being put in people's hair and strange on the road stuff. But yeah, Mr. Fing, he's always resonated with me as a really, really beautiful human being, man.
Yes, a proper champion DJ, man. Like, you know, I can't imagine my career without me being inspired by people like Mr. Thing, and it's just it's been so lovely to hear all his cuts in today's show over Mark's music. But this track, Chester, I had to play this, a little snippet of this. We're almost out. We've had so much to include in today's show.
I'm surprised we've even.
I know, it's been pretty manic, and even the days leading up to it. But yeah, we have an open mic coming up for you shortly. But let me drop this track quickly. This is Liquidized Language, Task Force, Mark B, and you know, if we're lucky, maybe
this
we'll get
to the first ever Task Force Mark B tune. This is it. Deeper Concentration it was on, yeah.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. What a wicked moment. But yeah, hopefully we'll manage to get DJ Mr. Thing back on the line and he can say hello for the third time. But you're tuning to Foobar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, Chester P, taking care of you till 6 p.m. sending a salute out to the soldier, Mark B.
Like panthers chasing antelopes and flows of stone cold and rap slow up in the dark fluorescent rap dolphins. Here to see off all you sharks in a new park. Water attack, balcony bomber fashion. Who's talking anti-aircraft? That flies so with passion. Harmonizers, flipping segments of superlative speech. Submarines invading your watery strategies. Soaking your streets with buried battery acids. Burning your fleets with the classics of a barbaric slain war frame. Mosaic of stained devils. Unmistakably savage in soundscapes. Rhyme scrapers who create what it takes to leave the groundbreaking updates. Around us, energetic force with a round of berries till dust. Behold and unfold this lyrical origami. Holding an art form of brain bending philosophies. Linking intricate vocal paranormals. Affecting broke beat sequences. In order to your chat about performances. In London town, we've got lots of MCs who are keeping it native when they rap on a beat. Cause we ain't dealing with Queens, LA or Bucktown. We're coming from London, so we bring our own sound. Make way for this rhyming commuter boarding your sound vessel with super unordinary transmutation of metal mickeys. Always rapping these new age shekels who think they know the time like dandelion petals after transformation or even after metamorphosis. The petals supposedly turn to seeds of time's forces. That theory's in casualty, cause scientifically it got indecently exposed. Like those who tried to hold me down, some small-minded efforts at impossibilities. Not even gravity has the abilities to keep me grounded. I take sky-high leaps while my brain's voluntarily drowning in alcoholic thought and antimatter that batters. My spacey ideology will icily hammer rusty nails into nonsense's vocal balloons. So now them stupid styles are busted and you know why you ain't blowing up. A punch of the structures of your inflatable concerts. You let down sellouts, don't work the rigs no more, I warn ya. Just take a spell out of my visual sound monitor. Novus Mike Ordo in effect. Founded 1995, a group of well-selected heads. And some of them see through to me, that's why my army's bringing paint. So we can throw it on the scene, then you'll be known as a stain. Brain taxing as I'm seeing MCs dressed for warfare. Yanked out, big man, fuck it. It comes to air raids. Rats won't get no better wearing Pele Pele. And who wants to be a pussy like Machine Gun Kelly? Sodomite, all them posers thinking clothes make hits. MCs sound like Nas, then saying don't bite my shit. Be prepared for upheavals, this a blitz on you fakers. Stop claiming you the great, take them styles to their makers. Overseas, please your flow for political asylum. Cause there ain't no way those flows brighten up this island. London town, there is lots of MCs who are keeping it native when they rap on a beat. Cause we ain't dealing with Queens, LA or Bucktown. We're coming from London, so we bring our own sound. London town, all the while, London town, stay involved. Mark B, London town, Mud Fam, London town, Berry Crew, London town, Harvey, London town, Scratch Perverts,
London time. Mr. Fig, London time. Yeah, yeah, London time. Skinny man, London time.
Wow, first ever Task Force cut. So that was the introduction to the world of Task Force, a very important, and you know, all praise due to Mark B for like definitely a key player in sharing you guys' greatness with us. You have been tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only Chester Pete of Task Force. We've been bringing you a special salute this week for the man Mark B, and I have to send a shout out. Go out to Hanover Flyover in Feltham and Little Angry Man. That's how you can find him on Twitter. He's the dude who's done like the tribute piece, the graph piece, the wall in Feltham, if you want to go and see it in person. But pictures are definitely floating around online. Now, every week on the show, we have a very important part where I just think it's really nice to showcase some of the talent that's out here floating about. And we open the mic lines. And this week, maybe Chester, you want to like introduce everybody.
Okay. Holly.
Crank it.
Holly Crank it. Sorry, I was a little bit... out of my depth with that one.
I'm sorry.
I've got some young guys who I am more familiar with is Young Reams and Gears from Black Boulevard, who for me are probably some of the best poets I've heard in decades.
I'm literally so excited to hear you all, because I've only just like heard little sit. Hey man,
I've said only
heard- Reem said that like I didn't know him when he was in primary school.
He's got a lot of farms in him as Reem.
But yes, you know, Reem, as you've been part of like this Task Force story, yeah, like from time, and so it's just so nice for me to remembering the days of Kung Fu, this party that we used to do in Camden, you and being in there when you were way too young to be there and stuff, to see now that you still like followed through and you're taking like this rap game seriously. When did you guys like first hook up?
Well, it's coming up to about 3 years now when we started out. Just to pick up on what you just said, actually, I remember you being at my first show ever. I was 14.
Wow.
And you actually had to DJ because my dad didn't
he was gazing,
didn't want to do it.
You didn't want to do it. Yeah.
Champagne had kicked in,
so yeah, that's a bit of history for y'all. But yeah, me and Gears, we've been going for about 3 years now as Black Boulevard, and it's more of a movement at the moment. We're just in starting process, but we've got our album ready, and we haven't sort of just jumped into the game with one song and waiting for everyone's reaction and then we'll do this now. It's more like we've come with a whole body of work. We've got about a 17 track album that's done, and we believe in it wholeheartedly. In that we don't have any doubt, not in an egotistical way, because we want to come to sort of bridge a gap that we feel has been there for a while. And other than that, the music will speak for itself.
Yeah, because you know, in many ways it's quite a big torch that you've taken on, following such like big shoes. It's not even, I don't see it as like you're filling anybody's shoes kind of thing, but you know, it's nice because I think people will already feel how your passion is true to this. It's not just like you're jumping on a bandwagon. This is something that's true to your heart. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Tottenham.
North London. Yes.
Yeah.
North London's like dominating the studio right now. I'm loving it.
So like we didn't know each other from like prior this. Like I just heard him and I reached out to him and then we decided to pull this together and everything has seemed to fall in place since we started and it's been going well. And I think the album's like very high quality. It's not even a cocky thing or anything. It's just we put a lot of time into it and we've grown a lot as people as we've been molding the project. So I'm just happy for people to be able to hear it.
There's a philosophy with their music. There really is. Like, that's what makes it special and integral.
So. Yeah, and I'm just so excited to feel that energy say. And we also have a lovely lady who's really travelled a long way to be with us today. Holly, like, whereabouts do you come from originally?
I'm from North London.
As well?
North London.
Hold on, Will, on the camera. You're not from North London. You need to get out.
She's from North England,
I'm not from North London.
Are you from Huddersfield? No.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, yeah.
We've had, like, a few bunch of Huddersfield rappers dominating
there, you know, yeah.
I love it up there, to be honest.
But there's a good scene. There's a good scene.
And like, how long have you been involved in music for?
10 years, I reckon, probably. Just
started spitting when I were at high school and gone from there, really. Yeah, still spitting with some of the same people as well. It's cool.
Dope. Well, let's get into this before we run out of time to hear anything from any of you guys. Make sure you get nice and close to the front of the mic so everyone can hear you nice and crispy and everything. And Chester and you guys have picked a special beat. It's only because it's you, Chess, you know, that I would allow someone to override.
They're not going to rap on I Wish.
Well, no, it's just because I wanted to have a Mark B beat, and that was the only thing that I had instrumental.
I wanted them to have a good beat for them to rap on. So.
Yes, so who's going to open the mic first?
Yeah.
Okay, introduce yourself so everyone knows who's rapping each time. This is FUBAR Radio. It's open mic time. Let's go.
Remus. They say nobody remembers your name when you're strange. I caught them floating on the ceiling, hoping that nobody sees them. I kept holy water for them, I'm bleeding. We even lost boys, stakes out for them with the fangs. Cause they the lost boys, there's venom on the tongue of the serpents to chop the head off. And tread on it to be certain it's gone forever. I send one shot, then follow his path. And that's trajectory, these missiles hit them, they hit misses. That's domestic, for that long talk, I'm coming for homes. That's an essay, lose his crown for a possible move. And you in checkmate, they wanted bars. I sent them iron pillars from Dele, my circle small. Look like the outer rim on the bezel. Only Katy Perry we ever seen. Snort a petrol might give you that numb face. Funny how his mug changed, he'll leave with a torn soul. I turn a reach to a pull up, nah, this ain't what you want. They'll turn and reach when you pull up. I can see them pull apart from the roots when the tips are wet. My only shell is my body, I'm him who's within the flesh. I flew, they fired at me, I laugh as their clips eject. Shocked, they observe with a pale face, this a fringe event. I speed it up, of course, no patience for probables. Tell Astrid, I left the cure in a capsule, I'm stuck in thought. I spent mad hours sparring with Nathan. We juggernauts, try and bring that war to Nate. These agents, we've done them all. Tell me, where you from? You don't exist in my universe, give me 16. I'll planet and sun them, these universes, I'm universal. Cinema light, I see through your curtains. Bold words, but they're floating in space. You'll see Earth spin, that's a movie. Archive clips, never seen. This girl to my left, prestige, we disappeared, that's illusions. Bail on who? Sunny day, all prefer the dark nights. I tell them, sail for the sky or hit the wall. That's a Truman, I'm a bar king. You dogs barking at grown lions, I'm no Simba. If they advance, they can go, simple. These lines crossed, they form L's, that's no symbol. Finish him, hook him once and he's bait for the bigger fish. The man are large inside the pond, so they're facing a bigger fish. You put a show on, it's all for the kids, that's bigger forget it, chefing, I could stretch it for 8 miles. That's mom spaghetti, you'll be pulling out after shots and jabs like an arm injection. Fly away, you'll catch a flying shot, I'm arming Jetsons. Vroom vroom, in this car, tunes couldn't see past my engine. Near death experience, playing with me, I'm in the game. She kissed my face and challenge everything is what she whispered faintly. That's EA, train tracks collide and that's signal failure. I've been doing this since Smith was agent, busting clips at Neo, schooling them. Rub my name off the wall and I'm incognito. Shorty, you'll be buried before the end. This is casino, surely I could break you before the bet. This is casino, break a bet, that's BET. You couldn't decipher these notes, I don't fire shots. My shots fire and they might spot a duppy in that shot. If they're on sighting, you're not like me.
Scruffy little loose tracksuit, my outfit scarred, this house of cards, it tumbles from the roof down. Everyone in Netflix originals, heavy looking stairs. All the rest of the fellow men, they come well looking. Sunburn hoodie, mama telling me that orange is the new black. And I know that she set the lessons. Have my teach of a million yours, that's low key hidden. Some ignores a god. She made me marvel and change the things outdoors. A woman, my parents took me. As guardians made me alive, and my dad taught me. When everything Catlantis lost as a black man to rage from the eyes away, I'm in hiding. I'm in a party, this on this thing keep. Told me stay away in the dry. With no birthmarks on my origin scene, and cover my Atlantean markings up with some of her darkest common concealer. To Arthur Curry, discover this Arthur carries a certain special doubt seems so out of place above. And with an outward stretching arm, told me to hold none way. Set for the yoga flame and have him downward facing dog. But the sack was salty, I had this proud oasis rock. And I lend you notes, but man, you're cold. So I said that now the sharing gone, and I came with a reddish glow. Circle of vengeance, bottom half of this semi cold, and my skin below. I burst from my bed to give you ishi hearts when I send you forward, and I've been along the troops. This thing it torches, soldiers round. Watch him crowd, it's on boot black, you in his army loop. They try loop, but I'm cowder onto them. And them card and run, they Jackson Hyde. Axis spirals, hands on nines, and hourglasses tip. So when I'm brandy slanted, that's the signal given in vain. My hit up an established artist. Like this, I'm hit. I got that howling anger. Sniper standing above and in line with you. When I'm armed with a Falcon aim, my pat rings and it's bloods and the Ivan oozes. You get that Ivan oozes? I said it's bloods and the Ivan oozes from.
Yo, crank it. Big up Unit 7, shout out to everyone up north. Yo, yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it then.
It's FUBAR Radio.
Yo, yo, walk in the door and hear their jaws hit the floor. Crank it, I spit raw and leave the masses wanting more. My scars increasing like the feast for Jesus. Fully stretched, you still can't reach this. I'm gross like creeps and sneezes. Sickly spit like Reese's Pieces. Oh, be Jesus, let me dumb it down for you like Egypt. First time on the radio, it's FUBAR and I can't believe it. Listen in and catch my name to tell your brethren. I'll settle in, start meddling, dead emitting a secret. Need to make Sarah love me when I'm spitting it. Got to flow. Crush or Chester that I'm digging it. Yeah. Sometimes my verbs align so quick, listeners miss the hit. So if you need to see the words, my lips flip quick, just click the vid. Let me tell you three facts about me. I'm a female from West Yorkshire and I MC. Three more, I'm dark as hell, I make the flames freeze. Brought up well, so I'm polite, shut the fuck up, please. Step back and let me flow, cause these are dope beats. The microphone is only there to hold the thoughts my soul frees. Try to catch up, I outrun you like the old me, sweating like a cretin man, a panting like they're pro-V. These illiterate, illegitimate idiots try to approach me talking business like a syndicate. But I don't care for corporations, I'm not into it. I'm branching out alone, let it be known, rogue like a sinneris. I'm that nasty bitch on fire like a dragon spit. It's heating up in here, you hear it in the beats I rip. Vocals like a solar flare, I'm so prepared, a polar shift. Couldn't knock me off my game like the iceberg did when it hit the ship. My butt is steady and I breeze by. It's grim up north, but even grimmer when you see why. Guys are sketchy, money's thinning like their hairlines. These church youths are so used to grime, they don't dare shine. Well, this is hip-hop, not rock, not a bass drop. Not jazz, not house rave, not electro or disc jock. Not drum and bass or even lazy blues or punk pop. It's not what you think, cause this hip-hop is top-notch. Yo, it's just the way that crank it puts it down. Fuck a tight skirt, them girls that twerk deserve a tears in how. Difficult is it for you to see that I don't feel the need to get my body out to sell a mixtape or an EP? My EP is released, go cop that, that shit's deep. Search Crank It on YouTube or Facebook, you see me. K-R-A-N-K-I-T. Shout to all my people underground holding it down, peace. Woo!
Jeez.
Starlight man, nobody, this pure flames. I'll turn them to ash and leave no bodies, I challenge you. We no arms, do we no body, that unity, nah. Are we doomed to be stars or blessed to be? I'm in for love. No drug couldn't class this ecstasy. I've been run down to the blood and no worries left in me. I screamed till my hair was gold. You could have measured these lines on my page. M on my forehead, I margin everything. You boo in the dark, scary from far, but pink close, they're aiming high. Mere distraction, this champion swings low. Absorbing me won't make the cell strong. You'll implode, surgeon of these lyrics, the bar doc. I sink worlds, try restrain my powers with golden shackles. A Broly say, world war stems from a crying baby. That's Goku's hatred. Flying through what's left of a broken planet. My soul untainted. Son of Noah, I've seen Shem run. He's no Omega. Make a wish. Wish to be somewhere I couldn't reach. You're taken. Left over there till you're fading out. That's a ghost remainder. Claim you're keeping up. You lying, no. I see everything. Kittens turn into battle cats. Sword swings. Electrical voids open. Scratching where I'm led. You know the pen seals. I shift land, boy. I could lay you to rest. Real. I'm old school. All them know. I was chose from the embryo, you sent in all honesty. I see cold through your exit wound. Am I the one? How can I trust the machine? My aura calls for truth. I'm at the breach, shooting guns at the tentacles. This for Zion. They tried to score, but it's violins for their losses. I'm painting pictures with conscience. These sentient objects.
I boy them at the front door. They got Smithings if you want it. You can get in now. They got them guns drawn. I never knew that it would escalate this quickly. They don't really want war. They ain't listen. Pa, shoot, pa, pa. Listen as the blood pours. That's the sign to stay with you forever. Mother, warn me about them other kids. They were always out too late. I wish that I could ball with all the other kids. She reminds me quick, she ain't all responsible for all the other kids. And I won't have to pull you out the gutter, sonny. You will never fall and drop amongst the rest. Knowing that my core's above the cattle. Knowing that I smell stronger, hear louder, think quicker. I can measure out my enemies and calculate the space into an inch difference. Hear the quiet songs in the wind whisk. Trees whistle by the wire marks and their feet printing. Eyes talking equal distance in between a lineup. Easy picking for my fine arts. Fire darts with the coldest flame. Alignments in a broken way. They try looking for an exit. I can hit them with a from my front blade. My opponent's way, aiming for my shoulder blade. Tie shoulder blade, rotate. Both engaged, thinking if we laugh first, then it's lower state. Our swords will break. He bit his finger in his nervousness. I knew what it meant. That lightning fell. He bit his finger in his nervousness. At the Titan's helmet, armor giant. Man, I gamble though I ain't trying to die. He told me play. I rolled and hit with deadly force till Ryan dies. And death's dinner, my survey corpse. And lay him side to side with one hand. I drew when I saw him. Now that's my line of sight. I'm out of time. It's the wrong place where the capsule sent me. Shooting their berets off their heads. I swear, they'll get captain left.
I always strive to get my five a day. Man, I mean I munch with haste until I emptied up my plate. Sit back and ponder life. My mind's in a vegetative state. A vegetable laid on a ward. Tubes coming out my face. Till the day the doctor enters waiting rooms to say I'm sorry to my parents, but my life is one that can't be saved. All the medicine might fix my heart, but not my brain. And if I ever was to wake, my life just wouldn't be the same. Heart rate monitor, flatter than the bonnet of a car from Wacky Racers when Dick Dastardly just bodied ya. Me, I'm like Penelope Pitt. Stop what they're telling me this. Lot won't be ready for this. Drop that, I'm selling ya. Yeah.
Woo! Thank you so much, all of you. Absolutely blessed us there. That was, introduce yourselves. Give the, share the links, Holly.
Crank It WI on Twitter. Just search Crank It on Facebook. It's all on there. Yeah.
And you guys, share the links. How can people track you down and find more music?
We're Black Boulevard, so follow Black Boulevard on Twitter, BLVKBLVD. We've got an album called Avalon coming out soon, so just get ready for that.
Wonderful. We're definitely going to be hearing more of you three guys on the show so in the coming future. So thank you so much for coming through and blessing us. That was beautiful. Chester, thank you so much for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
And sharing in this wonderful tribute that I feel, you know, we really did a good job to like send a shout out to, a special shout out to the man like Mark B. Thank you so much to everyone who has been locked into the show today, everyone who has contributed. Make sure you check out Mark B's music. Hit up markb.bandcamp.com. Next Monday we're back 4 p.m. with an interview with the one and only Chuck D of Public Enemy.
Wow.
So lock into FUBAR Radio. That's Sarah Love and my Stiggy show right here every Monday. And you can download and listen again to all the shows. FUBARradio.com/hip-hop is the place to go. And you can rewind that open mic right there. I definitely will be rewinding that and listening again. And email us in between the show too, hiphop@fubarradio.com, and send your requests if you think you're good enough to step up to the open mic alongside talent like we've had here today. So thank you so much, guys.
Yes.
And thank you, everybody. I want to just send love and positivity out to all of you for the rest of 2016, and to the man like Mark B. Love you. And of course, we've got to send a salute as well to David Bowie, sadly announced today that he had passed by. So let's leave it on this note for the last 15 seconds of the show. Lots of love, everybody.
Peace.
Sarah Love, Chester P signing off. It's FUBAR.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.